And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
All right, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a cool show for you today. Doug Kern, the king of the tackle guru himself. We're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking fishing tackle. And you know we're going to be talking Fred Hall Show because it's coming up this week. You stay tuned. An exciting show. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-track cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the spectacular 71st annual Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, California's largest boat show, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fishery Trout Pond, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater and Test Rides, the Progressive Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Wind Grips Rod Building Depot, California's largest marine electronics display, archery, scuba, free dive, fly fishing, air gun range, casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Come share the 71-year-old legacy of the Fred Hall Show as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall Shows and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. It's showtime. It's showtime. And boy, oh boy, are we excited about the Fred Hall Fishing Tackle and Boat Show, Boat and Travel Show, of course, coming up this Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's the talk of the town. for sure. Certainly in the fishing community and beyond. It is the largest consumer fishing show in the world, not just California, not just the United States, but the world, the largest consumer fishing show in the world. And we have the largest consumer tackle dealer in the world. Oh, certainly the...
Maybe not the largest, just the best.
Famous, the best and most famous tackle dealer in the world, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
What's up, Doug?
I am so excited. This time of year is like a super special time. I was thinking about it this morning, the number of Fred Hall shows that we've done, and I just couldn't be more excited. I can't believe it's here.
I mean,
it's like a time warp. It seems like we just did this.
We were just here.
We did.
We did just do this.
We were just here.
Oh, man, we were here. But this year is something special at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Well, I was really thinking about it a lot. We've been in this whirlwind getting ready for the last month, and I think this is potentially going to be our most exciting, special Fred Hall show ever at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We've had 3 great years of fishing. We have a lot of new anglers who I'm sure are listening to your show right now that have gotten into the great sport of fishing, and the manufacturers are getting creative again, and things are chugging, and we have so many things to talk about.
Yeah.
We have new items. We have crazy deals. We have the best selection of tackle we've ever had at the Fred Hall Show, and I just can't wait to get into some of the details. It's really going to be a great show this year, and I took a look at the weather forecast. We're going to have nice weather all week. The kids will be out at the trout pond catching their first fish, and just that fair type atmosphere, and then just the craziness that goes on inside. I mean, Long Beach is like a super special, special place.
It is, and after all the crazy weather we've had this year,
no doubt,
with all the rain and all the wind and everything else, it was like they were looking out for us.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, that kind of weather at this event, because it's such an indoor-outdoor event. That's the cool thing.
It is.
It's not just you're locked inside some stuffy room. It's like you're all over the place.
No, there's boats out front in the trout pond, and you can smell the barbecue going, and it's just got that feel about it. And you know how the L.A. traffic can be. Well, you get nice weather, and the days are getting longer, and people have a lot easier time, getting to the hall there. And, it's just... So many things are shaping up to be such a special good year, and I can't wait to set the booth up, ring the bell at 1 o'clock on Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon.
12 o'clock, right?
Is it 12 o'clock this year?
Let me look. I believe it's 12 o'clock.
Oh well,
I've got. By the way, we're giving away some of these tickets.
Oh,
nice
today. You're right. It's 1 o'clock. I was looking at San Diego.
You realize you're talking to Doug Kern here, right? This is Fred. This guy lives the Fred Hall.
Not my first time at this rodeo, boy.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Now Del Mar opens at 12.
Yes.
Yeah, 12 to 8.
Correct.
Of course, that's the March 23rd through the 26th. But
yep.
Long Beach opens at 1 and till 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Wednesday to Friday, 10 o'clock to 8:30 on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Those are that's a good full day of great deals and specials and all.
Well,
things.
And I mean, so many people will come on a weekday, just the hardcore, let's go get them guys. And then on the weekend, they'll bring the family and take the kids, like I say, to the trout pond and, look at maybe buy a junior their first rod and reel outfit or whatever. And so it's, a lot of people, this show, you can't see it all necessarily in one day. So a lot of people go that, weekday and then bring the family on the weekend kind of thing. Or... Just come back on a solo mission.
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of people that spend 2 days there.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, a lot of people that, a lot of times they get a night at one of the local hotel rooms, like the Hyatt Regency,
exactly.
Where we're broadcasting live on Saturday and Sunday, or one of the other hotels. Actually, the Hyatt Regency is our home for the next
it
week,
is.
Right?
Yep.
Because it's so easy. It's so convenient.
Yeah, it's just right there.
Right there. Walk across the bridge, and you're there, and... It's there's a lot of great restaurants around there and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool to spend. And there's a lot of other hotel rooms that surround the area, too, that basically you can just park your car, walk to the show, and spend a couple days there.
Well, and right across the road there's so many nice restaurants and, the marinas and just the atmosphere over there, a lot of grassy areas. You can just, take a break and go kick back and get something to eat. And like you say, we have a lot of people that, they get a room and go over there for 2 days and just make it like a little mini vacation event.
Totally.
Yep, for sure, yeah. It's a fantastic event. So, We talked about the fact that Fisherman's Line, and you, if you've been down to Fisherman's Line and Tackle and seen Ryan and Rick and Doug and all the gang down there packing away with all the boxes, you've been packing for months, it seems like.
Well, we started the last week of December with our planning and had our first meeting, and, you know, we pulled out all the notes from last year and, you know, tried to remember what did we do last year and what did we say we wanted to do this year. And the crew is amazing. I can't say enough about our guys. God, Ryan and Darren must have packed 2,000 rods.
Seriously?
I don't know. It's been like a month.
Most we've ever had, for sure.
Yes.
Wow, no, really? No question. No question.
2,000.
I'm going to guess close to that. And they had to put two price tags on every rod, the regular price and the sale price.
The sale price. Oh, so there's – oh, let's talk about that.
Oh, man.
What kind of deals are we going to have at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth on rods?
I mean, we're going to have to break it up into segments throughout the show, some of this stuff. But, you know, let's start with CalStar.
You know, CalStar doesn't go on sale. Come on.
We have the most CalStar rods we've had in stock in 4 years. CalStar is such a popular rod company, and when the fishing got good again, they could not keep up with demand. And anybody that has tried to get a rod or a blank from CalStar knows that it's been a challenge. We've had people with like 6 month waiting lists to buy a specific rod or blank. We have got so many CalStar rods and blanks, and yes, they're discounted. We debated, you know, should we be discounting CalStar because you can't even get them, but, we didn't feel it was fair to go to the Fred Hall show and not offer something. So, go ahead.
You're glossing over that, but it's the truth. You know, I mean, supply and demand is such that if you have a CalStar rod or blank, a popular model right now, it's kind of worth its weight in gold, and they're certainly going to get caught up, but it's been difficult. You know, I mean, it's been difficult to get those things, and every one of them would sell at regular price. Honestly, every one of them would sell at above the regular price because it's such a highly sought after thing. But it's Fred Hall show. That's just not how we get down. You know, there's going to be crazy good deals on things that you can't even get, let alone get a discount on.
How many guys this year, and I know it's multiple, would they be making the calls, you know, going down the list, and then they hit, you know, Fisherman's Landing, and, you know, do you have a whatever rod or blank? And, you know, by a miracle, we did have that particular one. And they would drive down from L.A. that day to buy it.
Yeah.
And in some cases, we'd say, yeah, we have two left. Put them aside. I'll take
both
of them.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, this is like people have been combing Southern California trying to buy CalStar rods. Well, I got to give Pat and the crew kudos for what a great job they did this year. They really pulled out all the stops, and they worked really hard to get some rods produced for this show, and so we're appreciative to them, believe me.
So, big deals on CalStar.
I mean, you know, it's not going to be half off or anything, but I mean...
Well, yeah, but just the fact you can get them, right?
Let's face it, we have a huge selection. They're definitely at good prices, better than you're probably going to find the rest of the year. And, you know, certain ones are going to sell out, and then we're, you know, it's going to be tough to get replenished for the season, but, you know, we'll do our best, and I know CalStar will as well. But for right now, if you've been wanting that particular CalStar rod, you better go to the booth and get one.
Now, are you holding anything back for Del Mar, or is it you got to get them at Long Beach right now?
You know, we bought enough that I'm going to say the majority we will have some at Del Mar as well.
But you better not take your chance.
But, you know, if you're going to be at Long Beach, I would say make that, you know, one of your first stops, get the CalStar rod. We can hold the rods in the booth so you don't have to walk around with them. You know, you got to prioritize. And if you want to get a certain CalStar rod, I would recommend the earlier the better. We'll hold it in the booth. When you're done walking around the show, you can come back and get it and then go home with your new baby.
There you go. All right. Now, what else? I mean, while we're giving it up here, Doug.
Okay.
So
we talked about, you know, the first run CalStar rods. We also have a new series coming out by Cousins, and this is something that Rick and I took very personally, very excited about. We went to Cousins Tackle, American-made rod builder, and we designed a set of Fisherman's Landing series custom rods.
They're so cool.
And they are. We took everything that we would do to build a custom rod for somebody and put that into these rods. First of all, we took the 14 most popular actions. We have a Guadalupe special. I mean, it's designed specifically for fishing Guadalupe Island. We have a jig stick. I mean, let's face it, we're long rod central at Fisherman's Landing. So, and then we've got all the basic, you know, 7 and 8 foot bait rods and jig rods. They're a beautiful blue and silver wrap. They're going to be very distinctive looking. We've used this wrap before on many custom rods, and people always just mention how beautiful they think it is. And then we put the components on there that we think are the best fitting for our type of fishing. And so we've got, cork tape handles with the X shrink tubing over for our grips. We've gone to a Fuji seat, but we found a color of Fuji seat that nobody else uses. It's a graphite hood. So it's not the black. It's not the silver that everybody sees. It's a very distinctive, kind of super cool look. And then we picked, the guides that we like, which, it's a specific Fuji guide in most cases that we like to put on these custom rods.
This is the rod that you guys would build.
These are custom rods. And then, go to a quality rod builder like Cousins and have them make it for us. So, and our introductory pricing is going to be very compelling. This is the first time anybody's seen these rods. They just came out this week. Yes.
And they have been so rad to work with, too, doing things that that they shouldn't even be doing. Like, we really like this rod, but, it'd be better if it were a little faster or if it shut down right here or it needs to have a little more through here. So they were completely redesigning blanks just for this series, like the Guadalupe Special. Like, that's a big deal. That's what we do, big tuna, Fisherman's Landing.
Now, is that a rail rod?
It's like a modified rail rod. Uh-huh. Is it a rail rod? Yes. Is it the same rail rod that you catch a 200-pounder with? No. And that's the thing. This is a rod that you can definitely stand up in a belt and pull on, but clearly to fish the rail, but there's not a lot of rail rods that are designed to fish 50 and 60 pound. You know what I mean? Like, it was made to catch your 40 through 100 pound tuna utilizing your Talica 16, 12. These are rods that were built for what we do.
Yeah, perfect.
And they even were gracious enough to allow us to mess with their line ratings.
Yeah.
And they were pretty, guarded about that. They've designed their rods with specific line tests in mind, but they allowed us to alter the line ratings on the rods based on what we actually would fish. I think we tend to maybe fish a little heavier drag settings, and so we might need a rod that's slightly heavier for, let's say, it's a 50-pound rod. And so they've allowed us to bring those ratings down to what we consider to be the realistic view for our particular style of fishing. So in every way, these are custom rods built for the Southern California angler.
The custom price.
Exactly. I mean, it's a factory-built rod to our very specific, specifications.
It was fun when the samples would come in. I mean, like,
everything stopped
in the shop. And, I mean, every single guy from a kid that works in college is just absolutely crazy nuts about fishing to a Doug Kern. Like, every single guy would stop and put his input down, and I mean, every single thing was scrutinized, and is this grip long enough? That'd be better if it was we're talking like, fully built prototype samples that were changed because we wanted the reel seat an inch forward. Think about an inch, it's not that big of a deal, but it was. We waited until they were perfect.
So how many different models of these?
There are 14 models to start.
14?
Yes.
So are they just long-range rods?
They're everywhere from 20-pound test anchovy-style rods up to a cow tuna rail rod.
Wow.
Jig stick, bait rods, 7, 7.5, and 8-foot bait rods, jig rods, yo-yo rods.
Whoa.
And as the line gains popularity, which it will, we will add where we feel there might be some gaps as we go forward. But these are the bread and butter. With these rods, you can do anything that we do from a half-day trip to a 16-day trip.
Wow, pretty fantastic.
Yeah, we're stoked. They're really cool.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. He's got a list.
Oh, man.
Like two pages
Let me
long
tell you.
Here. We haven't even started the list yet.
Yeah, we've been working our butts off for this moment.
Yeah.
As you can hear, we just got such a fun show, and I love having Doug in here. You want to talk about the tackle guru. We tell you it all the time. It's the truth, man. There is nobody that knows this game better than Doug Kern, and it's Fred Hall time. We're going to be having so much fun, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call. There are two ways you can reach us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can call us toll-free, and we do have one single toll-free line open right now. It's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, not only are we going to be talking all kinds of great fishing information, We have got such a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. You're going to get a $50 gift card, which will be good whether you go up to the show, you want to spend your $50 at the Fred Hall Long Beach show or Del Mar show and extend your value, you want to come down to the shop, have a little shopping spree the next time you go down and jump on the Liberty, you got a $50 gift card coming your way. And if that wasn't enough, you're also going to get two tickets to come to the Fred Hall Long Beach show. So very, very cool opportunity there. Obviously, you're coming to the show anyways. Now you're coming for free. And you're going to get a copy of the brand new Byte Journal. You'll be one of the very, very first to have the newest issue of the Byte Journal. Really, you're going to get to pick it up at Brandon Hayward's booth at the show. And, man, just as always, off the charts.
You come to the show in Long Beach. You get a $50 gift card, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, that you can spend right at the show. And you get a copy of the Byte Journal.
How cool is that, dude?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. It's the only line open, and we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have tons of new items, closeout deals, and all the great tried-and-true items you have come to expect, all with aggressive discounts or valuable free goods. If you are looking for great deals on rods, reels, blanks, line, jigs, clothing, rod belts, tackle boxes, hooks, rod parts, and more, you need to visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato, Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, hey, look who's back in town. He's back in town. Jack, you're at Mr. Jack Nielsen. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning, gentlemen, and you too, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for that. Hey, you just came back from the Royal Polaris, trip, right?
Across the street from landing now, waiting for the boat to get in this morning with a very nice boat of yellowfin tuna and wahoo. Excellent trip.
No, really nice.
That's great, Jack.
Fantastic. Did Jack, did you fish at all? Or?
Yeah, I did. I probably have, believe it or not, a half a dozen yellowfin tuna.
Come on.
Sweet.
Seriously.
Well, they're blind. They ran right into the boat, and we grabbed them by the tail and pulled them in. That's kind of the way it was.
I was going to say, who gave you those?
Oh, God.
And you guys did pretty well on the Wahoo, too, huh?
Yeah, we did. We fished mostly Hurricane Bank, and I have to say, Jonathan Yamati is one of the guys that is going to be really, really well known. He'll be the new Tim, Randy, Frank, Andy, Tommy, where you only need one name. Jonathan is coming. Believe me, that Jonathan young man is really fishy and has a wonderful way of dealing with people and the crew, and he has my compliments. He really does. I was very, very impressed with him.
And that's from a guy that's been around and fished on a lot of long-range boats with a lot of great captains. That's a great compliment, Jack.
But he is going to be, you know, one of the, what I call the single, like he's just one name. You say Sherry, you know who Sherry is. You say, soon you'll say Jonathan, you'll know who it is.
Yeah, well, he comes in pretty good stock. His dad runs Seaforth Sport Fishing, John Yamati.
Right.
And so, yeah, Jonathan is born and raised in the industry, and he's certainly he's got that, as Bill Poole would say, fish sense.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah. And I, you know, another thing, I had the pleasure of the first time fish with John Collins, and what a gentleman he is, and also an excellent, excellent fisherman.
As good as they come.
Yeah, he was actually an angler on there, huh?
He was what, say again?
He was not the crew member. He was an angler.
Yeah. No,
wow.
Yeah, it was, and that's the first time I've been on a boat with him.
What a gentleman. Now, that's the man that invented the John Collins knot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. That's probably why they named it after him.
Yeah, good point, Jack. Good point.
Now we got the Fred Hall coming. Hey.
How about that, huh? So so you guys spent most of the time in Hurricane Bank. You had good wahoo fishing. Good. What would the big fish honors go to?
You know, the big fish was 243, 244.
Sweet.
And, yeah, and I'm not a counter. I don't count, or that's not what floats my boat, but I think we had probably half a dozen fish over two and lots of fish in the 120s, 180. We filled two fish holes, and we're into the third one, so that kind of tells you what we were doing. But the fishing was too good for us to leave Hurricane Bank. It was comfortable fishing, too. So all good, but, you know, everybody's free around the landing. The boat should be getting in here pretty soon, see a nice catch, and then we hope to see you all at the Fred Hall Show.
Okay, we'll see you at the Fred Hall Show, Jack. Looking forward to that. You're back just in time.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you
thank you, Jack. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show. Looking forward to your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, guys. Somebody told me it's time for Fred Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Imagine that.
Oh, man, this is exciting. Doug, it's always a blast listening to you on the radio, whether it's the commercial or in person.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Your voice is so infectious, along with Ricky's and Pete's as well. Hey, you answered my initial question about rods, so definitely going to spend at least a couple hours at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So you mentioned the big word, Guadalupe.
Yes.
And a bunch of my buddies are really, really into going back down there again. So what kind of specials are you going to have on hooks this year?
Well, basically we have our huge owner wall, our huge mustad wall, eagle claw, gamakatsu. The owner hooks are highly discounted, and also they're giving a free hat and or shirt with a $50 purchase out of the owner booth. And then all the rest of the hooks are buy two, get one free, which obviously equates to a 33% discount. And this definitely is a time where guys just stock up on their entire year's supply of hooks in the booth there. You know, you've got the guys behind the counter that can give you the proper advice and recommendations, and then you've got the full selection of all the brands. So, you know, one brand may be good for this scenario, and then you've got to go to this one because it's a little thicker wire, a little thinner wire, a little wider gap, whatever it might be. So you can really get, you know, the proper hook selection and save, you know, 30% to over 40% on some of this stuff. So
what you're saying is our hook sponsor, Gamakatsu, which we feel is the best hook around.
Yes.
Buy two packages, you get one free. Now, even the big packages?
You know, I don't believe we have the 25 packs.
Okay.
But we do have all the styles of, you know, the Nautilus, the Super Nautilus,
everything.
You know, all that kind of stuff, ringed hooks.
Buy two, get one free.
So, I mean, it really is the place to stock up on the hooks, for
Heck
sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just got my hammer out ready to crack open that piggy bank.
Yeah, buddy.
Good call, Dan.
So, Rick set me straight. Got me going with the 10 Fathom, the 40 size. The two speed.
Nice.
And I'm kind of struggling online, like 65 versus 80. Is one or the other going to bog down the spool, or are they going to cast the same with a 65 or 80 pound backing with a 25 pound mono tough shot?
I'm going to guess, you know, for most applications, you're probably going to want to put 80 on there is fine. And what a lot of guys are doing to boost the line capacity is the Quattro Power Pro is a thinner diameter, yet, you know, equally as strong. So if you went with 80-pound Quattro, you could have the best of both worlds, more line capacity and 80-pound test. If for some reason line capacity is, you know, your game, and that's the most important thing, you could even go down to 65 Quattro and really pile some line on there. But I think for most applications on that reel, you're going to use, you know, 40 at the least, up to 50 or 60-pound for your top shot. So I'd go with that 80 Quattro would be a great choice.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, are there some deals on Power Pro Max Quattro at the show?
We have pretty much all the Power Pros available at discounted prices.
Nice.
Also, if you were to bring, you know, a reel in to us, we could fill it for you as well.
At the show?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of the reels that we have, you know, we have very special pricing or even free Spectra and Power Pro type deals, but if somebody had their own reel and wanted to bring it in, we could set them up properly. That's kind of on a time permitting basis, and
sure,
in Long Beach it gets a little crazy, but
it may take a while. We may have to go shopping.
Yeah, we do have some bulk spools in line, so you know, we could get you set up that way. You might have to leave the reel, come back, you know, in a few hours, that kind of thing.
Yeah, here's an idea. Shimano has that reel clinic going on.
Yes,
you could bring your reel, learn how to service it at the reel clinic, and then go have it filled with Power Pro.
And, you know, Shimano, I believe their booth is going to be in a very interesting location. It's just right on our same aisle this year.
Nice.
And so it's gonna be fun to have those guys, you know, just a few booths down the way.
Yeah,
no doubt.
But fun. All right. Very good. Well, that does free up 877-792-1090. It's been a busy morning already. There is your chance to get through.
All right. How about we jump right back into them? This time we'll talk to Cliff. Cliff's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hey, Cliff. Long time no hear. How are you?
Good morning, Cliff.
How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey. And I was wondering, you got any good deals on Tranks, like the new 400, any good, or even the old 500? You got any good deals on them?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Tranks, because that is one of the exciting things at the Fred Hall Show this year. Everybody knows how great that Tranks 500 is, and that was a bluefin catching machine this year. It's a great surface iron reel, you know, kelp cutter type rig, or just a straight up, you know, bait reel, jig reel for any application. Well, Shimano came out with a Tranks 300 series and a 400 series, which are smaller than the 500. They have both a power handle or a paddle handle available. They have a 5.8-to-1 gear ratio as one option, or a 7-to-1 gear ratio as another option. And the pricing will not be messed with, but there will be some value added for that reel. And we got a huge supply of those in just the last 3 or 4 days. So we were happy to see those boxes come rolling in.
Yeah.
That's going to be another one of those like we talked about with the CalStar rods. If that's on your list, I would get it early because I feel that every Tranx 300 and 400 in that show is going to be sold out maybe as early as before the weekend. So if you're going to be there on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, make that like your first stop in the booth there. And
get it now.
We'll get you filled up with line and you've got your new, you know, really cool toy.
Wow, but they're here. You got them.
No, they're here. We have them physically in our possession, yes.
Yeah, all right. Good news. Just like Shimano promised.
Exactly.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, Cliff, we'll see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. With that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our Baja and Mainland Catch Report with the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, amigos. Doug, you're included in that amigo, man.
Buenos dias, amigo.
got the three amigos.
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
Now we got the four amigos.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Pete, when you setting up?
Tuesday.
Me too. I'll be moving in the booth on Tuesday. So
very good.
Looking forward to all the listeners coming by. We're going to have a lot of our specials going on there, and of course all our group trips for. The rest of this year and next year, so people stop on by, pick up the literature we got, and hopefully you can join us on some of our Join Us trips with Let's Talk Hookup.
But, yeah, absolutely.
And the nice, while we're talking about it, Cass, just so if you use the Let's Talk Hookup booth as the 318, as the center of all the action there, right there next to us is Kingfisher Charters, and then right behind him is Cass Tours. So that's how you know if you do. Where's Cass? Where's Cass, man? People come by the booth. Where's Cass, man? It's like right over there.
Yeah, right
so
behind.
That's kind of right that's behind the Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, your booth is. It would be called what the Nebulous, I guess.
The Nebulous.
Anyway, let's get on with the report. Down in San Jose del Cabo, there's really good news in one respect, and that's that the Sardinas looks like they're coming back, and they're coming back in pretty good numbers. So it looks like there's going to be some good bait this year. Which, you know, will bring in all the other fish. So it's looking really good right there. Things have slowed down, though, as far as the fishing. The Iman Bank is still giving up some tuna up there. Not in the numbers it had been the last week or two, but they're still getting some tuna. A lot of it on the cut squid or the dead sardinas. They're just drifting over the bank, and the tuna are hitting there. They're starting to pick up more amberjack, more yellowtail now. You're in that transition now, you know, that winter mode. And a lot of red snapper out at the outer Gordo, so there's some really good eating fish to be had there in San Jose del Cabo. A few striped marlin, not as many as there have been. And, you know, that's unusual for this time of year because usually those striped marlin are migrating down from up around Mag Bay and then coming into San Jose, hanging out there for usually February, March, and April. Then they make their move up into the Sea of Cortez, and that's when the East Cape and La Paz areas hitting those striped marlin. So we're going into a transition here, and I don't know what happened to those stripers. Maybe they're still hanging in Mag Bay, like what's up there to keep them up there. But the other hot spot, of course, is always this time of year is Ixtapa Ziwantenejo there. They're getting a few sailfish. The water kind of cooled off, so the sailfish have moved out a little bit, but they're still getting some sails, a few blue marlin. And, of course, along the beaches there, you've got the roosters and the jacks going off. So, anyway, that's a report for this week. I'd just like to make one announcement there. I have 1 to 2 spots left to our Christmas Island trip, June 20 to 27. Anybody wants to come on that trip, then give me a call. Otherwise, we're ready to rock and roll at the show. I'll be moving in on Tuesday, and Pete and Ricky and Doug, I'll see you guys on Wednesday. You guys have a good show, and I'll talk to you next Saturday. And anybody wants to book a trip, join us on one of our group trips. Give us a call at Cast Tours. 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com.
All right.
Can't wait, Cass.
Cass, man, going to be great. And we'll see you Wednesday at the Fred Hall Long Beach show and talk to you from our live show at the Hyatt Regency next Saturday.
See you then.
All right.
See you, Cass, man.
See you, Cass, man. Now, speaking of that live show, I've got great news. We have the Sea View Rotunda.
All right.
Which
cool.
Is the down the escalator. Just below the bar there, the big room.
Yeah, a lot more space.
Lots more space, a lot more light in that room, too. And so we'll have a full setup there in the
Sweet.
Sea View Rotunda. I want to thank the people at the Hyatt Regency and, of course, Jenny and Bart Hall for getting that all set up for us this year. It's so both days they set aside the big
ticket
for us to see viewer attendee. If you enter, if you want to come to that broadcast Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m., no time change, by the way, next
week. Sweet!
Yeah. We will be in the lobby. You just keep walking by and then go down the escalator like you're going down to the restaurant. And you'll see. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't.
You'll hear it before you see it.
Yeah, for sure. So that's going to be fun. We're going to have a really great lineup of shows. We'll have the guys from DFG, Director Bonham, will be on the show again. And then Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters will be on the show with us. And we're going to have Sandro from the tuna.com.
Nice.
From Wicked Tuna on the show. Sunday, we'll have Josh from Mammoth Lakes. We're going to have the guys from Katmai Lodge, Jeff Topp from Katmai Lodge, the head guide from Katmai Lodge, and always a host of other people. Just
cool.
Fantastic event there. Fantastic. And speaking of Mammoth Lakes, there'll be a lot. I spent the last couple of days up in Mammoth doing a little field research up there with Ron Lane and John Fries from Pizza Nova there. They have so much water up there.
That's so
the
great.
The snow is ridiculous up there. It's, in fact, the local people, Jimmy Hugh, my buddy that works on the mountain, said, we're kind of over the snow at this point. Enough is enough, right? You know, they have to dig the lifts out.
Yep.
There's so much snow. Yeah, so much snow.
Well, you showed me the pictures just driving around town of just the snow on the sides of the roads, and I was just floored. And Pete was like, oh, that's nothing. Like, that's way better than it has been. Like, that was just wild how much, and the obviously everything's full. It's so, that's
20,
so killer.
25-foot walls of snow up there. It's just, I mean, there's more coming.
That's so.
I mean, you know there's more coming.
Yeah.
But that means, I was talking to Jimmy. He works on the mountain, but he's a hardcore angler.
Right.
The fishing up there this summer is going to be phenomenal.
That's so rad.
Nice.
It's what they needed.
Yeah, they needed it. Yeah. Everything's full. Everything's going to be full. It's going to be interesting to see when all that snow melts, how much the Owens Lake is going to fill up, too, on the way up there. That's going to be interesting. But the conditions are looking really good, and the guys at Mammoth Lakes will have a great display at the Fred Hall.
As always.
Too. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thanks, and good morning.
Morning.
Rich?
While I'm at the Fred Hall show, I'm hoping maybe I can find a reel that has level wind and two-speed and cast and be maybe in the 40-pound class. And I figure between Rick and Doug, we probably got the two foremost reel experts in the world, or at least in Southern California. And I think I've got the right guys to ask about that. And, and if you could find one, what would I expect to pay for it?
Well, every lever drag two-speed reel has a level wind. It's attached to your left hand. It's the big thumb next to the index finger. And all you have to do is educate that thumb to level wind your reel, and you don't even think about it when you're winding in. But
or you could get a Shimano Twin Power spinning reel, and that's an automatic level wind.
But it's not two-speed.
Yeah, not two-speed, or lever drag.
No, to my knowledge, there is not a level wind, lever drag, two-speed reel on the market. And like I say, it is just a matter, we call it an educated thumb. The educated thumb on your left hand puts the line on your reel level. The educated thumb on your right hand keeps you from getting backlashes. And once you master that, you're a professional fisherman.
The one thing I will say too, Rich, is if the level winding is something that's maybe slightly more perturbed to you, what one thing will help is if you go to a taller, skinnier reel. So if line capacity is your issue, you just go up in height. So, you know, the skinnier the reel, the easier it is to stack line. You know, and now having lines like, you know, Power Pro Max Quattro that's so skinny, you can now start fishing much smaller reels than you did before, but still get the same line capacity. So, you know, fish a Talica 12 where you were fishing a Talica 16, or fish a Talica 8 instead of a 10. That skinnier reel will make it worldly easier to stack the line back on the reel.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of the great deals from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglersPortFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know it's brand new. It's here.
It's here.
It's in stock, the Tranx 300 and 400 from Shimano. And Doug, what is your opinion being the tackle guru of that new reel?
Well, we've been waiting to see the reel. We finally got to put our hands on it. We've got them in stock, and it is an absolute home run winner. It's the same exact look and configuration as the 500, but you've got a 400 and a 300 size for multiple applications. Light-duty surface iron, anything from bass to yellowtail to school-sized tuna, level wind, fits in your hand great, lightweight, holds a ton of line for the outer size of the reel. It's just going to be a great reel. It's going to be a winner that everybody's going to need to have.
You know what really amazed me was the size. It was so much smaller than I thought it would, but it has that huge line capacity and the drag power.
Yes. I mean, it's got the big gears, the heavy drag. The castability is insane. It's got the adjustable cast control so that you don't backlash. It's just going to be something you have to have in everybody's arsenal.
Get it? The Tranx 300 400 for the very first time coming up at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
Put that clam down. That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. One line open. You want to get through, have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You can use it right there at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show and a copy of the New Bite Journal that you can pick up right there at Brandon Hayward's booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. I have seen it. It is an amazing issue, and Brandon, once again, did a fantastic job with the Bright Journal.
Such a next-level thing. It's just different than what was around before, and between the photos and, like, the long, the articles aren't a short, page and a half get you through. I mean, they're in-depth, and they're always, everything in the Bite is like a different angle at something. It might be something that's been covered before, but it's a different angle. It's always cool. Photography's rad. I can't wait. I love it.
Very, very cool. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug, you got a good name there.
Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Okay, I got two questions for you. On the spool of line, on the reel, spinning or conventional, which knot do you tie? And then if I don't have somebody holding the end of the spool, how can I put the proper tension on the line when I'm putting on the reel?
Well, I always use, like either a San Diego or a clinch type knot, and it is a good idea to give it a little pull and make sure that it's secure, because there are times where you could get down to the very end. And as far as getting tension on the spool, if it's a heavier reel, you really have to have some method to get some tension on the line. And some guys will make up, they'll make out a 2x4 or something. You can make a little U shape and put a rod through there, drill two holes, one on each side, and put a rod through there. And then you can put some, heavy springs or something. You could devise something if you do a lot of line. And the main thing, once you start cranking the line on the reel, is you want to crisscross that line. You want to be able to see X's on your line. And that way it has a harder time digging down into the previous layers. And that's what happens. You put your line on loose and you don't crisscross it. The line will dig down into the previous layers of line and it'll cut you off on a big fish. So the heavier the line, more critical it is. You have tension and crisscrossing, so you've got to devise some method.
There you go, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right, let's talk to Steve. He's calling us from Los Angeles this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I had a question about the new Valiant reel that's coming out pretty soon, if you had any information on the 500. But I also wanted to report on the Gundy Gunderson, the benefit trip. We had a great time, and, oh, man, so many prizes from so many manufacturers, numerous to mention.
Huh.
But I even won a Let's Talk Hookup T-shirt. All right.
Hey, nice.
2017 edition.
So they did have some nice prizes.
Yeah.
Hey,
did Gundy make it?
Excuse me?
Did Gundy make it on the trip?
No, Gundy did not make it. He had a transportation problem. That's what we were told.
Yeah.
But, we didn't need him. We all had fun anyway.
Oh,
and
cool.
And Brian did a great, Brian Willie did a great job on trying to find us the fish. The wind was blowing one way and the current was going the other. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
we made a day of it anyway, and the prizes made up for everything.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm glad you brought up that Valiant reel, and what you're talking about is Accurate's new series of reels. Some people might have seen that Valiant 300. It's the silver and red one, and the 500s came in this week as well. So we've got a full supply of Accurate Valiants in the 300, the 400, and 500 series. And that reel is probably, your middle to slightly heavier local reel, maybe going to fish 65 Spectra with 40 or, 30, 40, or even a 50-pound little piece of fluoro or some kind of a top shot. It, comes in, it's obviously a lever drag, two-speed reel, and a very small outer presentation with a lot of line capacity, a lot of power, very amazing free spool for a two-speed reel. I think this is a slam dunk home run for those guys. It's probably one of the best reels that they've ever made and probably one of the best reels on the market.
One of the big things on small two-speeds or two-speeds in general that makes a big difference in casting is spool weight. And that's the one thing that doesn't get talked about nearly enough. That's why reels like Talica are so good is, you can take a lot of aluminum two-speeds out there on the counter at the tackle stock and turn the handle real fast and kick the thing into free spool, and it'll spin forever. But that's not how the mechanics of a cast work. It takes a lot of inertia to get a heavy spool to start to roll and get it free. Good casting comes from very lightweight spools. That's why really, really light, the old-school Newells cast so good because the spools were so light. And that's why Trinidad cast so good because the spools were so light. And this is a very impressive spool weight for a reel that's still lever drag, two speed, big drag, big everything else.
Yeah, we know they've been tested on surface iron fishing, and they apparently cast nearly as well as a star drag reel. So if, maybe on some of these bluefin applications where you want a two speed lever drag, but you want to throw a jig or a popper, it's going to be a good option for that.
And I tell you what, I got to use one of those Accurate Valiants on the Gen Ren Sport Fishing down in East Cape.
Oh, nice.
He had the prototypes down there. Very impressive reel.
Yes,
yeah,
I think so,
really
too.
Cool.
Yeah, very impressive. The Accurate guys did an excellent job with that.
Yes, they did.
And speaking of Gen Ren, I know Mark will have a booth there at the Fred Hall Show, and go by and say hi to Mark and book a trip with Gen Ren down there. like we did for our October Palmas de Cortez trip. Definitely a good time. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, and glad that Gundy trip worked out, Steve. Appreciate that very much. Hey, that does free up 877-792-1090, the only line available right now, 877-792-1090.
Gary in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Are you there?
Gary. Looks like we lost Gary. All right, well, let's jump right back in and talk to Kenny. He's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, Kenny?
Glad to hear everybody had enjoyed themselves on the fundraiser trip for Gundy. Couldn't make it, too busy at work, so that's cool. Hey, I had a question. I'm due for my CCA and member renewal. Will I get one of those little coupon books again when I renew my thing?
Yes.
It sounds like they'll be giving away the similar type coupon book, and I guess for the people that don't know what that is, you have various discounts at some of the retailers inside the show, which, you know, the amount of money you could save would more than pay for your renewal there. So it's a really good deal, and they're going to be at the front door, I'm assuming, again, like
they'll
be at
all the doors. Yeah. The CCA, both sides,
okay,
both Pine Street as well as the other side too. If you join CCA, you get into the show free, or you renew your membership like Kenny's talking about. You get in free, you get the coupon book that includes, like Doug says, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of discounts at various participants in the show. One of the discounts in there is if you buy a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a Let's Talk Hookup t-shirt or hat, you get this limited edition, and we're Doug sporting one right here.
It's pretty cool, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's an angle 22-ounce tumbler. These things are cool. And it's only stock on hand. We have very, very few of them. But, yeah, that's one of the coupons in the CCA book there. And it's certainly a good time to join CCA.
Nice.
No doubt about that.
All right, Kenny, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, that does free up. Again, if you want to get through our local line, 858 area code 457-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I have two questions for you. I love those organic jigs they got there. But I'm trying to find out, the Fisherman Landing, do you still have the pole that they designed for that jig? And then my second question is, I got black water on some of my reels, but I was looking at that cigar, the Threadlock hollow, and I'm trying to find out if you guys got any feedback with that line.
Yeah, that Seaguar Threadlock is an amazingly good braided line. We love working with that stuff. It's one of the top lines out there. And Seaguar has a crazy good deal on that
crazy
at the show. If you buy a 600-yard spool, you're going to get free a 50-yard spool of Seaguar Premier Fluorocarbon.
50-yard.
And so a 50-yard spool, let's say, of 100-pound test is probably over $150. So that the free goods they're giving you is equal or more to the price you paid for the Threadlock. And every person that, you know, is using Threadlock needs some type of fluorocarbon. So that's probably one of the, shall we say, premier deals of the show.
I see what you did there.
So you buy a spool of Threadlock at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yes.
And you get a
50-yard
spool of Seaguar Premier Fluorocarbon.
Yes. And I think everybody is probably familiar with the deal that Seaguar does additional to that. Buy any two 25-yard spools of Seaguar Premier, you get one free. So, that's a 33% savings. So if you're going to be, you know, needing some fluorocarbon, most guys will buy their, in a normal year, they'll buy their 25, their 30, and their 40. So you buy two, get one free. In a year like the couple of years we just had with these bigger tuna, guys are now buying a 50, a 60, and an 80. But still, it's time to load up on the Seaguar.
So buy two, get one free on Seaguar Fluor Premier and Seaguar Pink Label.
The Pink Label this year is buy three, get one free.
We
are just bringing the Premier.
That's the
Premier line that we want to promote.
Yeah.
So
I love that Premier.
Yes.
Ties not so well. It's thinner diameter.
Yes.
It has a little stretch in it, too, which is nice.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of the top lines out there. So in every way, Seaguar is a A-plus at the show.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report. We're going to have more deals, and we're going to find out all kinds of great fish catching information with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's right, it's showtime again, and the Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Show is the biggest ever. Actually, five factory booths in one. That means five times the selection and savings just for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses, including the new blue Hawaii lens. Sandro from WickedTunasTuna.com will be hanging out in the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth, too. Fishworks Clothing will also be in the Dana Landing booth. Come by and see the latest from Lawrence and the Fishworks crew. And if you're looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes, Olokai will have over 60 styles of men and women's footwear for sale. Grunin's will also be a part of the Dana Landing booth with all the foul weather gear for men and women that made Grunin's famous. Salty Crew will be there as well with their popular shirts, shorts, and hats. The Dana Landing booth will have it all for the saltwater guy and gal at the Fred Hall Show, so don't miss it.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the clam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth-wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.